of lost people. John chapter 16, verse 8. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Now, there are a lot of little things that the Holy Spirit does and all kind of methods that the Holy Spirit uses to do those three things. But the job of the Holy Spirit in the life of an unsaved person is to reprove of sin, righteousness, and judgment. An unsaved man needs the convicting power of the Holy Spirit to see his sin problem. He needs the convicting power of the Holy Spirit to reveal to him the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And he needs the convicting power of the Holy Spirit to open his eyes or to reveal to him that judgment is on the way. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. So the job of the Holy Spirit in the life of unsaved people is totally different than it is in the life of saved people. And you hear unsaved people all the time talking about how God blessed them to do this, and God blessed this, and God gave them that, and God answered this prayer, and God answered that prayer. I'd be very careful about that. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And the truth is, the Bible said that God's ear is open unto the prayer of the righteous, but his face is against all workers of iniquity. And so when an unsaved man prays, God ain't listening. They say, well, I've had prayers answered. Well, the God of this world answers prayers. And the devil has sent many a man, many a woman to hell, believing that God had heard their prayer and answered it, because when they prayed, the answer came, and they said, well, God did it, and they never discerned which God, the God of glory or the God of this world. And so all prayer answering is not done by the God of heaven. Amen. I mean, the devil has the power to raise the sick and to heal people and all that. Have we not cast out many devils in thy name? And so you got to be careful about that kind of thing. Now, so when people start, unsaved people, people who don't profess to have had a new birth experience, talking about what all God has done in their life, one, a lot of times they're just plain flat wrong. Two, a lot of times they've given the credit to the wrong person, because God is not listening. Unless you're saved and washed in the blood of the Lamb, God's not in the prayer answering business for your concern. His face is against or away from all workers of iniquity. And as far as if you're not saved, you are still in your sins. And as far as God's concerned, you are the wicked. God is angry with the wicked every day. And that's every man, woman, boy, and girl on the face of this earth that has rejected Jesus Christ as their Savior. Now, the world finds that very hard and cold, and they get angry at God because of that. But that's not my problem. The truth is, God looks at saved people one way and unsaved people another. And the job of the Holy Spirit in the life of unsaved people is to, first of all, get them to realize their problem is sin. Their problem is not that they don't have enough money, or they married the wrong person, or they don't have the right job, or they didn't get the right breaks in life. Their real problem is a sin problem. And so it's the job of the Holy Spirit to reprove the world of sin. Why? Because they believe not on me. The thing that the Holy Spirit ultimately wants to reveal to an unsaved person is that they have sinned in rejecting Jesus Christ. They've sinned against the Father. Now, he does that through all kinds of ways and all kinds of means. And a lot of times the Holy Spirit must convict you of individual sins to get you to realize that you are a sinner. The honest truth is, the Holy Spirit is not so much interested in convicting you of one sin or that you have committed a sin as he is in getting you to see that your nature is sinful. Now, and so, but a lot of times he has to show you the sin in your life before you realize that you've got a problem. And so he reproves the world of sin and of righteousness. The reason they need to be reproved of righteousness is because everybody tends to be self-righteous. And what we'll do is we'll compare ourselves among ourselves. We have a natural tendency to look at our peers and our friends and say, well, I ain't no worse than him. Good night. I'm as good a man as Mark Craigshauser. Amen. Or Mark looks at Galen and says, I'm as good a man as Galen. that neither one compared themselves to me. But you see what I'm saying? We tend to compare ourselves among us, and when we do that, we come off pretty righteous. We don't come off, at least, we don't come off any worse than the average person around us. And so we tend to be self-righteous. And so the Holy Spirit wants to convict you, reveal to you that it's not your righteousness and man's righteousness that he's looking at. What he wants you to see is that there is somebody who is perfectly righteous. And that's Jesus Christ. So he reproves the sin of the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. The judgment to come is because you're unrighteous and because you're a sinner. And if you don't receive Jesus Christ and get his imputed righteousness, one of these days you're going to face the judgment bar of God, and you'll spend eternity in hell. Now, the Holy Spirit does all three of those things in the life of an unsaved person to accomplish one task: to make you look for and long for Jesus Christ. The work of the Holy Spirit in the life of an unsaved person is not to glorify the Holy Spirit. It is not to make you feel good. It is not to do miracles and wonders. The job of the Holy Spirit in the life of unsaved people is to get them to the point where they cry out for mercy because they're sinful, they have no righteousness, and they're headed for the judgment of God Almighty. And that basically, that is the job of the Holy Spirit in the life of unsaved people.